The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two already. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page today because we have Aaron. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Excuse me. At Degenerates975, at Aaron is Blitz. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you miss the first hour, a lot of fat talk, pretty much. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, though, so when you call, text, tweet, or talk fat, put odds on it. That's simple. So I played the $25 tournament last night and doubled up like 3 minutes in with pocket sevens against ace king and flopped a set of sevens to his eight. It was a seven ace king board, so we were both getting it in. And I felt from there, okay, I'm going to win this thing. So I'm chipping up. And I get to the final table, small blind, big blind. I flop a flush and think I'm trapping. And turns out the small blind flopped a bigger flush. So I took a big chunk of hit. Yeah, it's one of those you just go, okay, I think I'm trapping, and I got trapped. And then I saw like 1,700 chips left, and I shoved all in, and Jerry Bowe had the big stack, and I had nines. He called me with eights, which with his stack, you got to make that call. Of course, the eight's the second card out, so I'm like, okay, I'm done. But then played cash and made about $100. Played half the night. So
I lost a hand today, in fact, where I had pocket tens, and I had gone all in, and this was pretty late in the tournament. And I got called by Queen 4, which I was like, what a ridiculous call. And a queen didn't hit, but two aces and two kings did.
Oh.
That's the worst way to go. It really is the worst way to go.
Yeah, it is.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, so I'll probably play again tonight. Just, I'm not going to... You know, once we get back to a normal deal where I'm coming to the office and all, I'm not going to stay up half the night playing poker anymore, but I'll probably play tonight. Okay, so I wanted to get to this because it was all over Twitter today, and it's one of my favorite things on Twitter. And a few weeks ago, I still think the Offspring have won the internet with their cover of Here Kitty Kitty, at least the video of it, which is one of the funniest things I've seen. Funny and bizarre. If you're stoned, it's really funny. But... I don't know if you heard this, but a Green Day cover band did a really cool version of Wake Me Up When 2020 Ends, and it's freaking hilarious as well. But did you see the Costco guy today?
I did not.
Okay, so this is great. Aaron has the audio. So a guy goes into Costco not wearing a mask, and he's going to record this for his 3,000 followers. Yep, nicely done, sir. And try to make the guy look bad for telling him he can't buy stuff without a mask. And it's not real long. It's like 37 seconds or so. But, Aaron, can you play that audio? Oh. Okay, so he doesn't have it yet.
I was just on my 3,000 follower Instagram feed. Mostly local.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask
or... And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
So you're going to take this cart from me.
Sir, have a great
full
day.
Full of stuff.
You are no longer welcome here in our warehouse. You need to leave. Thank you very much.
You put it on. I'll give you my card. He's going to take the card away because he's a little... There he is, walking away with all my stuff. There he goes. Because I'm not a sheep.
Well, a sheep would be able to eat...
The good news is he's not a sheep. The bad news is he didn't get his groceries. I'll be honest. You want me to throw a pro tip out there? I've been getting Costco deliveries this entire time. I don't have to set foot in Costco. Costco just brings whatever I want to my house. That's it. I don't have to put on a mask. Oh, you don't want to wear a mask? Get your Costco delivered. It's 2020, for crying out loud. You know how many times... I don't know how many times I've been to an actual grocery store since this thing started. Because somebody on Twitter was like, oh, you won't go to restaurants, but you go to the grocery store? I'm like, I have been to the grocery store, I think maybe twice during this whole thing. You know why? Because grocery stores will bring the stuff to my house. And here's what happens. We open up the garage. The grocery delivery person piles all the groceries in the garage. And my wife has like a sanitation station set up where everything that gets delivered, she sanitizes and brings it into the house. We don't have to go to a grocery store. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Get it delivered. It's so easy.
Yeah, my favorite part is I woke up in a free society. Yeah, it is. And they're free to not serve you if you don't want to put a mask on. Not a big deal. I haven't really... The only places I've been during this is I've been to Specs a few times. And, you know, I go by the gas station to get Gatorade and stuff like that. But that's about it. I haven't really been anywhere. We did take out drinks and food at East End Hardware a couple times. But I haven't been to a grocery store or anything like that. And every place I've gone, yeah, I wear the mask when I go in. You don't have to wear it the rest of the time. I'm in Specs for 5 minutes, man. So, A32 says, Team Costco here. AJ, you're a degenerate and a rich, and you make too much sense.
I think it costs like $2 or something on top of your order. $2. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, I don't get... Well, I do get if you don't want to wear one, don't wear one. But you can't get pissed off if someplace says, hey, these are our rules, we're not going to serve you.
Yeah. That's like going to a restaurant right now and saying, what do you mean you'll only let 25% of capacity in? It's a free country. Well, okay. You still can't come in. It is a free country. Yeah. And you're allowed to go on Twitter and bitch about it. That's your freedom. But you still can't come in.
I'm just glad he's not a sheep.
He's also free to start his own business similar to Costco, and he can let people in without masks all the time.
Yeah, did you see there's some place in Kentucky that has a sign that you can't wear a mask?
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm all for people doing what you want, but if you're going to go someplace and they ask you to wear them, what's the big deal? I mean, I would rather be able to go into Specs and load up on Space City vodka than, you know, sit at home and not drink.
Yep.
So that's my choice. But Casino Jay says, I'm okay if you don't wear one. That's your right. But I'm cool with a private business refusing customers who don't comply with their rules. Well, absolutely. You know, absolutely. So why isn't anyone concerned about Costco's freedoms? Well, those are all fair points. And I'm not going to beat people to death over not wearing masks. That's your choice. It's also my choice to wear them when I go someplace. And you know, not a big deal. I mean, it's just, you know, whether they're effective or not, if they're even a little bit effective, why the hell not? How much time are you really spending?
Yeah, Jason Braddock says, these a-holes at the bank wouldn't let me in without my gun, or with my gun. Isn't it a free country? Can't I just walk in here with a pistol on my hip? What's the big deal? Come on, guys.
Nice.
I saw a video today of there was a sign on a table in this restaurant that said, you can't sit here because of social distancing. And you remember how, like a couple, I guess maybe 6-9 months ago, there was a big run on boomer was offended by the word boomer. Like, people didn't want to be called that. People of a certain age group didn't like being called boomer, and they tried to get it to become like a slur. They don't like that,
yeah,
that connotation. Well, there's a new one in, you know, in recent months called the Karen. And
right.
No woman wants to be a Karen. And that poor Indiana Pacers lady, I mean, she was like queen of the Karens on that last dance. But there was a sign on a table that said, you can't sit here because of social distancing. A Karen, who is a white lady, who is, as Fred would call, chunky, and frumpy, maybe both.
Frumpy.
Yeah. She moved the sign and sat down anyway, and management said, ma'am, you can't sit here. You're either going to have to move or leave. So what do you think Karen did? She walked up to the manager and coughed and breathed all over his face.
Oh, jeez.
Not wise, guys.
If I were that guy, I would have pulled out a taser and tased her. Are men allowed to tase women?
Legally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not appropriate for a man to punch a woman. Although during a pandemic, that would have been my first thought. Would have been like, oh my gosh, I've got to really consider if I should hit this woman because she just may have coughed coronavirus on me. I'm not suggesting you go punching Karen now. I don't think it's right. But I'm asking, is an alternative tasing a woman who coughs in your face, is that socially acceptable? Because a cop would tase her, right?
Yeah, I don't have a taser, but I do have plenty of pepper spray. So yeah, I would pepper spray her. Get your Rona ass away from me, woman. So. Chuck says, heading to Golden Nugget, what are the odds I get into some bad traffic? People are back out on the roads, man. It's interesting. My main concern when you talk about that 25% thing, and I'm interested that the bars are reopening. I'll probably go out and go to one of our local ones. But how do you keep it at 25%? How do you tell people not to go in there? Because I know a lot of these places that have been open, it's been packed. And
right.
That's the only thing that worries me, because I'll go, but if I get there and it looks like it's overpacked, you know, I'll probably just pass. But so I said, so they let this man walk around the store and do his shopping without a mask on, but won't let him check out without it. Let the man check out or stop him at the front door. I don't know why they didn't stop him at the front door. Maybe they told him, hey, you got to put on a mask, and he went in there anyway. And
that's a damn good question. It seems like he should have been stopped.
But if you didn't see him beforehand, then that's the only thing you could do is not let him check out. That's on him. That's on him. So,
because you know what I'm guessing, there was a sign that said you can't come in without a mask.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is, because there's, I think Specs has one of those. No, it's Walgreens that has that sign. They have a sign saying you must wear a mask to come in here, but they don't have anybody out front to stop people because they don't have that many employees. But it didn't stop people from going in without masks, though. 432 says tasing women might be frowned upon. Tasing a Karen might be acceptable.
Okay.
So,
because I mean, if someone coughs in your face like that, there will be a visceral reaction.
Yeah. Well, what about the Karen who started the fight on Mother's Day at Red Lobster? And first off, Red Lobster.
There was so many people angry that Red Lobster couldn't serve them.
I mean, your family doesn't like you very much if your Mother's Day trip is to Red Lobster. Let's be honest. All right, let's take a quick break. We got a lot more to get to. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I might be a little too pumped up, A.J. The place that I usually go is out of Bang, so I got a sugar-free Red Bull. The only one they had was the 20-ounce version, and I was going to drink half now and maybe save half for tomorrow morning. I drank the whole thing, so.
That's a lot.
It is, so. But guess what? I'm pumped up now.
Good for
a lot
you,
of people
man.
Saying he could have had the mask on at first when he shopped and then took it off at the end, which wouldn't surprise me because.
Just to make a social media video?
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly he was trying to get attention. Whenever you're recording this for your 3,000 Instagram followers, woo, good job, buddy. Then yeah, he was trying to cause a scene. So props to the Costco guy. I thought he handled it pretty well. But yeah, a lot of people think that. So work at a restaurant ever since we reopened. We have hosts constantly updating the count of guests and have a host outside to greet and the people wait. So far, pretty efficient. That's good that you guys can do that. I'm not sure that all these places have enough staff to do that. And somebody says, however, with capacity going up to 50%, don't know if the 6-foot rule will still be able to work. Because a lot of these places are pretty small. So I'm just kind of curious. So, but yeah, that's my only concern is there'll be places that can't hold it to 25%. So,
yeah.
And Houston Media Critic says, Abbott says outdoor seating bars can be at full capacity.
So, see, and that's a weird thing too, because now, like this place by my house over here in Vintage Park, this Moe's, it's sort of outdoor seating. It's, you know, they've got tarp all around the thing, and if they lift up a portion of the tarp, then technically it's all outdoor seating now. But it's an open space, but it's enclosed. So what's the rule with them?
Yeah, I don't know. And
I think it'd have to be like uncovered outdoor space.
Well, and that's like the places that we go. I don't think there's any secret. Like in my neighborhood, I like to go to Easton Hardware around the corner, Eighth Wonder and True Anomaly. And Eighth Wonder has that huge outside area. And both the other bars have big outside areas. So I'm assuming that means you can stay out there. But there's plenty of room, and it just, unless people are so nuts to get back out that it winds up being overpacked. And if that's the case, then I'll just go home. But I would like to get out, and I feel kind of bad because I have this friend who has he's got cancer, and he's going to be fine. But it's going to be a long battle. But they told him he cannot leave his house at all, so he's working from home. But the only time he's gone outdoors over the last 2 months. Is once a week he goes out to his front door and picks up his mail. But, I mean, as bad as it's been for whenever I think, man, this sucks, I think about him being stuck in that house by himself. He lives alone and not even being able to do anything.
Yeah.
So he has to have everything delivered, and it has to do what you guys do. He has to have everything sanitized when it's there. And I feel for the guy, man. That has got to suck. I mean, and guess what? There's no end in sight on that. Because as long as he's at risk, that's what he has to do. So if you're feeling bad about not being able to get out, think about somebody like that. Because, you know, but I'm glad that we're going to start getting some things open again. I'm glad that sports is trickling back. I do wonder when or if there'll be full stadiums again. I can't see that happening this year. But, you know, maybe this thing dies off in the summer. Who knows? Nobody seems to know anything about it. But Tyson says occupancy is based off square footage of an enclosed space. If no roof, then no part of the fire occupancy code. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, it'll be interesting. It'll be fun to get out again. And, you know, but I'm not going to be stupid about it. It's just, I'll wear my mask when I'm not drinking or eating. And, yeah, I'll stay as far away from people as possible, but conversations from 6 feet away.
Right.
So, and 713 says, damn, Fred, that totally changed my perspective. Sad deal. Best of luck to your friend. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Whenever I've started feeling like I'm, you know, like everything, the walls are closing in and I'm getting stir crazy. And then after hearing his story, I'm like, oh man, that just sucks. So. Somebody said, Fred, I binged Upload last night. Good call. Really enjoyed that show. Yeah, I liked it, man. And it's a quick watch. You can get through, it's like 8 episodes, and they're only like 35 minutes. So you can watch it in a day. And I hope it gets renewed for season 2 because it ends pretty open-ended. And I was pleasantly surprised. That was when Solar Opposites dropped, I expected to like that, and I did. In Upload, I didn't. I just thought, man, this looks stupid. But about halfway through the first episode, I'm like, oh, hey, this is pretty cool. And it gets better throughout. So if you haven't seen it and you're looking for something to binge, I mean, it's not Banshee, but nothing is. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I saw you making fun of Trey today for what he named his dog.
He named his dog Kyler.
Yeah.
That's not a good dog name.
No, it sounds like a rich white kid.
It does. It sounds like one of the kids on our baseball team. That's what I told him. And he was like, oh, and I said, were Bryce and Mason in consideration? And he said no, but that seems like that might as well be.
Well, I just assumed Kyler's would have some.
It's a rich 12-year-old white kid baseball player's name.
I would have thought he'd go NASCAR somehow.
I told him he should have named the dog either after me or Denny Hamlin.
Denny's not a bad dog name.
I would have just called him Denny Hamlin. I would have called him the full name.
Well, if it actually what he needs to get is one of those little pet pigs and call him Hamlin.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just a thought. Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Alfredo asks, have you seen Midnight Gospel on Netflix yet? I have not. And a lot of people are asking about that Waco. That was like 2 years ago, right? It's just now on Netflix. The David Koresh thing?
Yeah. It was on Amazon, right?
Yeah, I guess it's Amazon. But I watched it when it was on like Paramount Network or whatever it was a couple years ago when it came out. And so a lot of people are asking, hey, have you seen that? And I'm like, well, yeah, I think I did 2 years ago, but it was very Koresh friendly, as I recall.
Yeah.
And very anti-government. But then somebody mentioned second season of Umbrella Academy is coming in July. What did you think about the first? I liked it. Don't love it. But I'll watch season two. I thought it was good, not great.
Which, by the way, this is a little known fact, Fred, with that Koresh thing. You can think that both were in the wrong in that situation.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
This isn't something that has to be one or the other. You can think that David Koresh was a bad guy and doing bad things in that house, and also think there was obvious government overreach in that situation.
Well,
you don't have to be on Team Koresh or Team Government. You could, I watched and I was like, oh my God, these are all a bunch of horrible people.
Yeah, both sides screwed up big time.
Yeah,
I think. And it's funny because my friend Rocket Rosen, who passed away this year, was one of the lawyers who was involved in that case. And so when he starts telling me all this stuff, and before I didn't really know anything other than the news report details, but that's exactly the impression I got, is that, boy, a lot of people screwed up here on both sides. And it wasn't just, this guy was in the right and these guys were in the right. No, they were both in the wrong. 713 says, I hate that I'm not a movie TV person. Anytime I try to sit down and watch something, I get sidetracked, grab my phone, etc. Drives my wife crazy. I'm envious that you guys can sit down and enjoy something.
Dude, you want me to give you a pro tip? Turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Or just leave it up. Like, sometimes I'll just plug it in upstairs and leave it there and then watch a show. Because I'm the same way, because I'm ADD. I'll get distracted.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good where I'll watch something while I'm working, and whether I'm doing some writing or something, and I'll write for a little bit and then pay attention. And then, you know, I never really tune the show out, but that's why I can't watch subtitles very much, because I always like to be doing something else while I'm watching. But I'm always able to keep focused on both of them, but that's just me. All right, let's do a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Show me the one I need the most.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. Hope life is slowly getting back to somewhat normal, or whatever normal is going to be. And if not, just hang in there. We'll keep doing our best to get you home if you're out driving, or keep you entertained if you're sitting at home having to work and just listening to us on the stream. Can we talk a little sports for a second?
I guess.
Well, if you don't want to, it's fine.
I mean, if you're into it, I guess we can.
Well, let's just we'll see if you're into it, and if you're not, we'll move on to little person strippers or something.
Okay.
ESPN Stats and Info tweeted out a couple things today. I don't know if you saw this, but Dak Prescott is saying he wants $45 million a year in the last year of his contract if it goes 5 years.
And yeah. Oh, Dakota, you slay me.
Well, but I've had a lot of people try to tell me, oh, look at his numbers. He's every bit as good as Deshaun Watson. He's every bit as good as this guy.
Well, maybe he is.
ESPN Stats.
Deshaun Watson is not worth $45 million a year.
No, he's not. But, I mean, to try to argue that he's a better player than Watson, I'm not really buying. And ESPN Stats and Info tweeted this out, and it kind of tells you the whole story about why I'm not as high on Dakota as he is on himself. Because what I always talk about, I want a guy who's great in the fourth quarter, right? Well, last season, Dak and the Cowboys, you know what their record was against playoff teams?
I don't.
How about 1-6?
That's not
good. Non-playoff teams, they were 7-2. In the games against playoff teams, he threw for 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. In the games against non-playoff teams, 22 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Now, your numbers theoretically are going to be better against bad teams, but that's pretty eye-opening. This goes to show when the competition's tougher, he's pretty average. And here's the other thing they tweeted out. According to Elias Sports, Prescott was just the second quarterback in the last 15 seasons to throw for 30 touchdowns with 0 game-winning drives.
Oh, that's not great.
The other is another guy that you might have some questions about who puts up big numbers. Kirk Cousins with the Vikings in 2018.
All right.
So
would you pay Kirk Cousins $45 million?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No. Yeah, I just – and look, I like the guy, and he should get paid, but some of the – to try to make him the highest paid quarterback, if I'm Jerry and Stephen Jones, I'm bringing those stats to the meeting. It's like, how many game-winning drives?
Right. None, my friend. 0.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, $45 million is a crazy number anyway. Like, to me, there shouldn't even really have to be an explanation of why you don't want to pay Dak $45 million. That's just the last year. Why is he worried about what just the last year is going to pay?
Well, I don't know, but you know, obviously it's going to average out to a lot less. But if you put that kind of balloon in the last year, you better be able to cut him.
Yeah.
Because he could easily prove that he's not worth that. And yeah, that's the thing. I always want a guy who is going to win me a football game when it comes down to it. And look, you say what you want about Cam. Cam is one of those guys, and Andrew Luck used to do this sometimes too, suck for 3 quarters and win the game in the fourth quarter. You give him the ball with 2 minutes left and down 5, they drive down and get a touchdown.
Right.
I'll take that guy every time. So Eric wants to know, what are the odds the Cowboys are able to just walk away from old Dakota? Dallas fan here, and I see no reason to sign him, period. I think you have to sign him, but I might let the franchise tag play out this year if I'm Dallas, because I mean, $31 million to me is extremely fair, and that's what he's going to make. And somebody else, would you say Dak Prescott has been better than Romo?
I think so.
Romo's a guy who could win games for you, and he was more of a gambler type. He'd make more mistakes, but he'd also make plays to win games. And you know, I'll take that guy over the guy with those 30 touchdown passes without one game winning drive.
That's probably where I'd go too.
Yeah, and guys who, well, let's face it, that kind of record against winning teams, that sounds a lot like the Bill O'Brien Texans with Brock Osweiler and those cats.
Yeah.
They would beat up on the bad teams, but they couldn't beat a playoff team. Now, I also think it'll be different with McCarthy there, because I think he's a better coach than Jason Garrett, and so maybe some of that stuff changes. But then again, we don't know what McCarthy's going to be without Aaron Rodgers. So
we don't.
Yeah, but I found that interesting, because those are two stats that can be, it can be a little misleading when you say versus winning record against and against losing teams, because the playoff teams are better teams. You're not going to put up the same numbers, but boy, that's average. I think an even touchdown to interception ratio, to me, that's below average.
Yeah.
Somebody said Romo never had the teams that Dak had either. That's probably fair.
I agree with that.
That is, he's got a ton of talent around him. And I think, like I said, if he can take it another level and maybe McCarthy gets him there, then I think they could be a Super Bowl team. But boy, I haven't seen anything out of the guy that makes me think that's going to happen.
But I just can't. I can't imagine. I mean, I'd say, okay, listen, Dak, we'll give you $45 million the last year of your deal. Also, none of your contract's going to be guaranteed money. How about that? I mean, that's. I don't think these guys understand the financial situation that the world is in right now. Like, how are the guys making or in line to make a bunch of money? How are they not aware of what's going? Like, we don't know if there's gonna be fans in the stand. We're not gonna sign you to pay 45 million. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, but put yourself in their shoes. It's like, hey, all these guys are getting paid. I need to get paid, because who knows if that money's going to be there in 3 years. So I want to get paid now. And yeah, is it short-sighted? Not to them personally. If you're Dak, you're going to try to get every penny, because if the cap does go down, then you want your money.
Yeah.
And I think the, but if I'm a team, if I'm the Cowboys, I pretty much just say, you know what, let's play out the franchise tag this year and see what money looks like next year. Just like I wrote about Watson last week. It's like, hey, buddy, yeah, we want to keep you, but let's see what the financials are going to look like. I saw a number that they could stand to lose $5.5 billion if they don't have fans in the seats. And I also think you don't know what's going to happen with these TV deals that you thought were going to be through the roof. Because how much sponsorship money are you going to lose? You know, there's a lot of those in-game sponsors in the stadium. You think they're going to pay you money for not having people in there?
Nope.
So, I think teams would be really shrewd to just be patient right now.
I think so too.
And if you're a player, you're going to try to get your money, but. You also have to be realistic and realize, you know what, this might not be the time. But if you can't live a good life for the rest of your life off a $31 million deal for 1 year.
Well, I think it's like $33 million, isn't it?
I think it's 31 and a half on the franchise tag.
Okay. Well, either way, they've got the franchise tag on him. The next season that Dak plays is going to be for that franchise tag money. I'm not even if he's saying the number 45 million, I'm not even negotiating. I just say, listen, we'll talk after the season, and if you walk away, cool, good luck. Because what other team in the NFL would even consider giving Dak Prescott $45 million? I don't think one exists.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What is the market really going to be? And, hey, if Cam Newton can't get a job right now, you think somebody's going to line up and spend a bunch of money on Dakota?
Well, I mean, I think Dak's better than Cam today, but... Is he 45? Is he worth 45 million when Cam doesn't even have a backup job? No.
Well, that's my point. Is who's out there going to pay him even 30 million right now?
Almost everybody feels like
they have a quarterback. And like I said, if Cam can't get a job at 8 million, then who the hell's going to pay Prescott 30 million?
I'm telling you now, and this is. I'm not making I don't think I'm speaking out of line when I say this. Russell Wilson will make $35 million next year. He's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. If anyone not named Patrick Mahomes comes to me asking for more than $35 million a year, I'm not having a conversation with him. I'm really not. Not in this day and age. Because guess who the only quarterback in the world better than Russell Wilson is? Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
You know, even Lamar Jackson, I got to see more before we start talking, bro. I know you want an MVP. I believe he's a special player. I got to see more. I got to see more from you.
Yeah,
I got to see more from Deshaun before he comes in asking for $40 million a year. I just can't do it right now.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, I need to see another season because when you think about Derek Carr, he got paid after one remarkable season that he was in the MVP race until he got hurt. Same thing with Carson Wentz. Both those guys got paid off those kind of seasons. Now Lamar stayed healthy and won the MVP, but I want to see another year. And plus he just scares me a little because he's so slight. So sooner or later, somebody's going to cut him in half, but we shall see. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We have an ethical question for our gym of the day when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fred has likely muted his microphone.
Yeah, he did, because...
How did
you
know
that whole thing about... you know that whole thing about... Okay, I blew my 100%. Well... The host having less time to pee after just slamming a 20-ounce Red Bull.
Yes.
I leave my headset on so I know when I'm coming back. But, yeah, I forgot to unmute it because I don't want Aaron to hear me peeing. That's kind of stupid.
That's on Aaron. If Aaron doesn't want to hear you pee, he can turn it down.
No, that's probably true.
Actually, well, I can't turn it down. I can just turn it off.
I mean, don't you have a door on your bathroom?
Yeah. But I still have my headset on, so you
like put your headset down and then go pee.
Well, I would do that, except I like knowing when we're coming back, right? Because, you know, I mean that's probably what I'll just have to do, and then we'll come back and you won't hear me, and you'll be like, oh, well, he muted again. No, he's just not back yet because he didn't know. Let's just do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Damn it, I'm really pissed. I wanted to bat 1,000 today.
Sorry.
Oh, well. Oh, well. I called my shot, and I failed miserably, so I suck. All right, we go to Caroline County, Virginia, where Emily Chance and her family were driving when they noticed a car in front of them swerving around an object in the road. She ran over the object, pulled over to get the object, put the bag in her car along with a second bag that she found nearby. Guess what was in it when she got home?
A dead body?
No, close to $1 million in cash.
Ooh. That's what we call a come-up, Fred.
Well, once they realized the bags were filled with cash, you know what they did?
They spent it on cocaine.
No, they called the sheriff's office.
And Lamos.
Turned the money over.
All of it?
Yep. Deputies are investigating, but believe the mailbags belong to the Postal Service and that the money was meant for a bank. But how they ended up on the roadside remains a mystery. I have to say, if you're carrying around $1 million, isn't it going to be in an armored vehicle?
Yeah, if it's meant for a bank, it wouldn't be in a mail truck.
And yeah, to me, if you find $1 million in a couple of bags, it's probably drug money, would be my guess. But my question to you and to Aaron, do you turn it into the police?
I don't think so. I mean, I might, but if it were $1 million, I'd say I found $250,000 on the side of the road.
Yeah, that was my thought. Is like,
or maybe
okay,
I'd go half a million. You know, maybe I'll be generous.
I don't want a lot, just enough to wet my beak, but okay. I'd probably keep a buck. I keep a buck and a half and just say, hey, I found $850,000.
That's pretty
Aaron,
good.
What would you do?
I'd like to say, we had this kind of question on Late Hits about 2 weeks ago when somebody found like $35,000 sitting next to an ATM. But I'm always nervous that there's like some hidden camera around. It's some like.
But in Caroline County, Virginia, there's no one in sight, sir.
Yeah, but I'm always worried that somebody saw it happen and then somebody's going to be like, oh, that guy kept the money because he's a douchebag. So I don't want – I think I would turn it in, but I also might do the same thing and just, you know, hey, keep just enough to pay off student loans and, oh, look what I found.
Yeah, I think anyone who says I would just give it all back like these people did, that's not an easy decision. Now, I don't know what their situation is, too. They may that may be bus fare for them. But, yeah, I think there would be some leakage. I mean, I would turn it in definitely, because if nobody claims it, you get to keep it anyway, and then you feel better about it. But I think I'd take a taste. Just a taste.
I say this, but if I took it home to my wife, we just had our AC go out on Sunday night. She's keeping all of it and redoing the entire house.
Yeah, I guess it depends on, especially in the Ronaverse, right? You'd be much more likely to hang on to that. But... yeah, I would. Well,
money,
I'd be
there's
worried
no use for money in this time, Fred. Everyone knows that.
Well, I'd also be worried that it was some drug deal gone bad, and somebody saw me pick him up, and then chase me home, and then chop me up with a machete. So, you at least kind of protect yourself from that when you give it to the cops.
That's true.
Somebody unless says, they're mad that you turned in their drug money to the cops, and the cops find out it was their drug money.
Yeah.
But that's not on me at that point. That's on them for throwing it out there. Probably not going to stop them from killing me. But
yeah, I don't think they're going to split hairs there. If, you know, their money, if they're really drug kingpins and their money ends up in the hands of the cops, I don't think they really care.
Well, I just got a text from my mom who says, it sounds like no country for old men.
Yeah, I got a couple texts saying that too.
That's how that movie started, if you recall.
Yeah, I don't want to be Thanos in that movie. Didn't get whacked. Somebody says, how do we know it wasn't $1.5 million to begin with? Good point.
That's kind of where I was leaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, you still get the Good Samaritan thing, right?
Yeah.
Wow, he turned in $1 million that he found. Wow, what a good person. Meanwhile, hey, I'm going to buy this Rolls Royce. So... regardless, that is your ethical question of the day and your Zadok Jewels gem of the day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
I feel bad, AJ. Not only did I mess up my perfect game, I brought sports to the show.
I knew you were going to do it eventually.
Well, I just, I thought it, ooh, somebody's, or the money has a tracker on it, like in No Country for Old Men, and you have to deal with that problem.
Right.
Well, I would say this, if I did find money, I'm going through there to make sure there's no kind of tracker in there before I turn it in.
Well, I would immediately go to the casino and get a bunch of chips, and, you know, I'd scuffle around for a little while, and then I'd cash it all out so I could get some fresh money.
So you would launder it, is what you're saying.
I guess that would, technically, that'd be the term.
Okay. That's probably smart.
In fact, it might be a smart move that I would take, like, a couple buddies with me, and if I found a mill, I'd take, like, three friends, and we all cash out $250K each, and I say, all right, boys, you all get $50K each now for muling for me, and send them on their way. Now I still get $850K, and there's no tracker on it.
Well, if there was a tracker, that's when I would turn it into the cops, because, you know, not all of it, obviously, because they can't track it all. Just saying, little piece. Turn it into the cops, and then if it is drug guys, they're not going to claim it, right? You're not going to go into the sheriff's department and say, hey, that's my drug money. Can I have that, please?
Yeah, they don't normally do that.
But what other businesses are – I mean, I guess if you're shipping $1 million to a bank, that's one thing, but I thought that's what armored cars did. Maybe somebody who works for USPS can tell me that, but that seems – that doesn't seem very likely to me.
Right.
That you're traveling with that much money in a postal deal. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, hey, guys, speaking of money, you want to save some? Maybe you've been running your credit cards up during the Rona? Well, how about this? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is much lower than the national average credit card rate, which is over 19%. So I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's not 5.95%. There's no fees. The application's quick and easy, and it's 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Apply today and you'll get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Houston's only FM sports station is now bringing you more talk with less commercials.
I heard so much talk.
Making that commute to work even better, even if it's just from the kitchen to the living room.
So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
ESPN 97.5.